talk to me about the game. Got off to a great start, I suppose, the goal and from the penalty spot really was the cushion that has seen you through.
Yeah, that's if you got off a good start, like that's what got us through. Like, I think sometimes we're slow starting, but once we got that good start, I think we're always in the lead there. I don't think we're behind any game, so that really helped us to start. Now,
yeah, 1-1 up, and then they came at you and they scored 3 in a row.
Yeah, well, in fairness, like semi-final kind of county championship, never gonna have any easy games. You're gonna have your proper patches and all that. Like, so they came at us well there, but I think we coupled it well. Like, so we got over the line.
Yeah, you went in. You had 1-6 to what was it? You were 1-6 to 6 up. The goal between.
I think there's always 3 or 4 points between us all the time. I think Bacran just left it too late to get that margin. Like,
what was the feeling at halftime? Because uncharacteristically here, you had the wind, even though you were playing away towards the town end.
I don't think the one really made a factor. I think it was going across the pitch some more than anything. So,
Second half again came out and they just stamped on the game, you know. And you know, you always have that cushion. They did once or twice pull it back to 3 points, but you went out to 5 then.
Yeah, I think they left it too late, I think. But I think anytime we got a score, they had right back us with another score. And I think when we had the referee give it seven injury time there, so it's never going to be over. So just glad we just got over the line in the end.
Good to be back, and obviously a new panel and quite a lot of young players coming through.
A lot of new players there. I think Conor Coyle and Sean Curran, they're two minors there, play today. Very good. That's their first year, so senior straight into championship, no league game, so fair play to the young boys. Like, they already stepped up today.
And now looking forward to playing Eroa.
Another titanic battle, let's say. But listen, I don't think it doesn't matter where we play in the final. Wherever we can play the final, it's always going to be a tough game, no matter who you're against. I'm sure Ballyshannon, there's going to be another tough one with Ballyshannon, get nothing easy against them.
And of course you have the experience from last year as well, and I suppose the hurt as well.
Yeah, the hurt as well, but they'd be hurt as well after we beat them last year, the last minute goal, so they'd be gunning for us. So it'll all come down to the day, whoever wants it more.
Jason McGee back last week, first start this week, obviously a big boost as well.
Massive boost for us. I think Bacran had two big men in the middle of the pitch there, and Jason caught a good few balls there for us. It takes a lot of weight off the defence when you see Jason catching ball like that, so it's a big help to us, and hopefully he'll be another 60 minutes in the final for us.
Well, Michael, first of all, congratulations, looking forward to another intermediate final, and did it in some style, I suppose, too, against the fancied Buncrana side.
Well, I don't know, it was tight now. You wouldn't want to be looking at me at the end there, Tom. I was under pressure, but I think we were the better team probably over there, you know. Maybe the 2 points might have flattered them a wee bit with a couple of goal chances. I know they had, Sean did a good save with them too, but you know, it was we had a couple of good goal chances here.
I know the goal came early, but it was an important score.
It was. It settled us down probably and put a wee bit of pressure on them, because I say, kind of from their games, they're probably the team that they're used to being ahead, maybe, you know, and then pushing on from that. So we're happy to get a wee lead, and with that wee cushion, and it was hard, we knew then if we didn't give away any goals, that, you know, it'd be hard to for them to take that away. But no, I have to hand away.
And was that the plan coming here today, not to let them get up to win ahead of steam?
Well, that was what we had to do. You know, I think I don't know what they scored. They scored 4-15 last week and 3-something the week before. Like, so we knew if we could keep the scores limited, that we'd be in with a chance, you know, and you couldn't give away goals. Like, if you, so we tightened it up a wee bit. In fairness, full back line was excellent today again, and Sean goals. And we worked very hard.
Good defensive display, as you say, but also worked hard around midfield, and I thought Paul Sweeney, you know, was really on fire up front.
We were, and you know, we were missing John Fitz today too, so the two of them are a good they work well off each other. So Paul held the line as one, and a great help from Sean Maguire too. Like, Sean had a great game as well, you know. So no, we're happy, you know, that how things were going, and we were nice and tight and nice and compact.
And Jason back and a first full start.
Well, that's it. Like, you know, I always saying that, you know, you want him on the pitch, and he showed the day, you know, the difference he brings. Like, you know, in fairness, him and Keelan had a good out battle, you know. It was good to see.
Kicked a massive free there, 50 metres out.
That's what Jason brings, you know, and he's been there and done that nearly, you know. So he's a great neighbour, he's great for the lads around the field as well. Like, you know,
a lot of young lads in the side, but some of the old heads stood up today too. Kevin Mulhern, I thought, as well.
Kevin and Darren, and like I say, Gig or Sean Maguire, excellent. Martin Maguire was excellent as Gaelic, like, you know, and Cian McFadden, probably Cian doesn't get the praises enough, you know. He's on there, he's full back, he's solid, you know.
You know, as we say, you're back in the final, but there are a couple of young lads come in this year and claim this place.
Well, that's it. Sean Curran there's come in, and Conor Coyle, Michael McHugh would have been rocking about the panel last year. There are a couple other boys in, Oren or Cian Dugan and Sean Geaney, and them boys are coming up, you know, played reserves and playing minor, and you know. So now we're happy. We're a good mix coming up. Yeah. You know?
And is it going to be Aero in the final?
It looks that way. I think yeah, they won by a point. Look, we know each other well enough at the stage. So there's going to be, I don't think there'll be no big surprises. You know, we've played plenty over the last couple of years. It's kind of been even enough. Very little in it. Any of the games we played, so it'll just be. I'm sure it'll be the same again.